Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I wanted to, as we often do on Wednesday, take a look at some legal stories happening around the country. Some of these are huge. Some of these are just kind of interesting. Ken Belkin joins us. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thanks for having me.
So we got this Michigan mom who advocated against lockdowns. She's now speaking out on what she allegedly said, how the lockdowns hit her family. What's going on with this?
So, well, you know, it seems like the school district that her children go to has outsourced some of their management to the Stasi, because the school district has taken it upon itself to compile dossiers on parents of students in their district, on their social media postings. And in this woman's particular case, a deputy superintendent reached out to her employer and said that her posts were threatening. They quote unquote posed a danger to students' well-being. And the reality is, it was a lie. You know, first off, she's defaming this woman to her employer, which got her fired, by the way. And second of all, this is a government actor. She is a state actor. She is an employee of the school district, a deputy superintendent. So she is bound by the First Amendment. She cannot use this woman's political point of view against her and threaten her livelihood. It's a disgrace, quite frankly, and it's scary.
Well, Ken, since when does a school even have a role in reporting you to your employer because they didn't like something that you did on social media? The school, last I checked, their role was to educate your child, at least, and actually educate them, not indoctrinate. I imagine there's a lot of indoctrination going on at this school, too.
Yeah, I would imagine, especially if they're coming at her for having a totally reasonable viewpoint that these COVID lockdowns were overblown. I myself share that viewpoint and brought a lawsuit against the New York governor and New York City mayor back when this was going on in my city. And the fact of the matter, it's a reasonable position to take. And it's not like she was espousing something like white supremacy. And by the way, even if she was, we have a First Amendment. People are free to express their opinions without government rebuke, unless, of course, you know, there are exceptions for inciting violence and defamation. But, you know, she is free to espouse her point of view, and any point of view for that matter, even if someone finds it detestable.
Ken, I don't know if you've noticed this, but everything that you don't agree with is automatically deemed as white supremacy these days. That way you can just shut down the argument. Now you're arguing about whether or not you're a white supremacist as opposed to the actual issue, because they're going to lose if they actually argue the issue.
Yes, everything is racist. And let's not forget this classic, words are violence. That one boggles the mind, especially for me. I'm a lawyer. Words are my stock in trade. And I assure you, I have never physically harmed or killed anyone with my words.
That my mom taught me the whole sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Now it's the other way around. Who cares about sticks and stones? The important thing is you can't use any names or make anyone feel uncomfortable, because, well, that would just be terrible. That'd be white supremacy, you know?
And what comes next from words or violence? Does that mean if you use words that someone doesn't like, they are allowed to use violence against you? Because if we're equating words with violence, aren't you just defending yourself by using violence now? The whole thing, it's Orwellian, it's newspeak, and it boggles the mind, and it, quite frankly, should scare our country.
You know, and think about this. At some point, forget about words. They'll go into thought. If they can, they'll read into your thoughts, or they'll just imagine. It'll be like, Minority Report, where they know what you're going to do before you do it, and they go ahead and just try you for that anyway, because that's what you were probably thinking. You're going to do it. We're just going to go ahead and, you know, put you down right here, right now.
I think that's what they're trying to charge former President Trump with, thought crime. I mean, it's insanity.
I think you're right, Ken Belkin. Hey, here's another one. Spirit Airlines agent was suspended after a viral fight. I saw this video, viral fight and video at DFW. What happened here?
Well, this guy got into an altercation with a woman who put her hands on him and called him some racial and homophobic slurs. And, you know, he chose to defend himself, and the video got out. Quite frankly, if someone puts your hands on yourself, on someone else, especially in the state of Texas, where you have no duty to retreat, even though it's on a plane and it's federally regulated, how could one retreat? You know, you're privileged to defend yourself. And I think that's what this guy did. I think the bigger problem is, you know, why are we taking Spirit Airlines still? seriously? there's not enough leg room, let alone duty to retreat in a self-defense scenario.
There's nowhere to, where are you going to go? The lavatory? There's nowhere to go.
I think they charge you extra for the lavatory, don't they? I don't know.
They charge you for everything else. Okay, one more. Jury selected in Vanessa Bryant's case against the LA County over photos of Kobe's helicopter crash. What's going on in this?
So she has sued under a legal theory of a violation of her right to privacy. And California allows you to sue in cases where there's been a quote-unquote public disclosure of private facts. Now, there are certain things that you have to prove in this case and that Mrs. Bryant will have to prove. She'll have to prove it's a public disclosure, that it was about private facts, that it would offend the average person, and it was not of legitimate public concern. And lastly, that it was published with a reckless disregard for the truth. Now, these photos, as you know, in poor taste as they might be, it's the truth. And like it or not, whether you're a Lakers fan or a Kobe fan, he was someone of public prominence, and the public is concerned about his death and the facts of it. So, you know, it's a bad thing morally. I just don't know that there's a solution for her in a court of law.
In other words, it's in poor taste. It's not illegal.
Yes, correct.
Ken Belkin, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Alabama's Morning News. I always appreciate your perspective on things.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.